And Doc, we have a guest in studio this morning.
Back into KTWB, please welcome Delta David Geyer from the South Dakota Symphony. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know when you walk out, mostly you get applause, so I thought
We should probably make you feel at home here this morning.
Hey, did you ever see that Peanuts cartoon? There's a whole series where, Marcy is going mm-hmm. to the symphony and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites is like, why are they clapping? He hasn't done anything yet.
Well, because he's wearing a tuxedo.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about this weekend, big event for you guys.
Yes, it's, this is kind of, it's kind of like a Symphony 101 concert. Like, if people are looking for a point of entry, this is a really good one to go with. A lot of the music will be recognizable from other sources. For instance, did you see the movie The King's Speech? The piece of music that was playing while he was giving his speech entering into the war was Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, second movement. You know, it's a piece that's there's a reason that this piece has been around for 200 years. It's simply gorgeous, but also incredibly powerful. You know, there are four movements like there are for most symphonies, and each movement is an absolute gem. They all fit together, and you come out. Wagner, another composer, called the last movement of this symphony the apotheosis of the dance.
Wow.
I mean, you just literally go skipping out of the hall. It's just like, oh my gosh, what have I experienced?
And
just
I'm wondering if people, they'll recognize each separate piece and maybe not realize it all comes from one piece.
That's right. Well, you know, it's a lot of, you know, I don't think this one has been used for TV commercials.
Not yet. Give them time.
We're not done with that game yet, are we? but it's been used, in a lot of films and so on. So, people will definitely recognize it.
Controversial question for you.
Okay, go for it.
What speed are you going to do it at? The big, we've discussed this, the big Beethoven controversy. Uh-huh. He put notes on his pieces after the metronome was invented.
That's right.
But he was already deaf at that point.
Yeah.
So there's been controversy as to whether he did it or someone else did it or whether he really meant for it to be that fast.
Yeah, well, you know, you come, and all of his tempo markings tend to be on the faster side. And some of them work, and some of them are like, you know, what sort of drug was he on? You know, it's like, what were they taking back then? Mm-hmm. You know, opiates of some sort? You know, I don't know. But, it's always a question with the tempi, because you see the marking in the score, and you use that as a, well, you know, it's kind of like the kind of like the code in the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's more like guidelines.
There right? you go,
you
yeah.
know, it's a... You know, it's like, okay, you know, but how well does it actually work? And we usually end up, you know, taking it a couple clicks back.
Now, do you feel as the conductor, when you're bringing something that is well known and that everybody knows, do you feel more pressure?
Good question.
You know, it's, I try not to think about it.
Until right now. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. There's kind of an authenticity, sincerity component to that. I mean, you study the score, you bring your interpretive ideas to bear, but then when you get into the rehearsal, you just can't force chemistry. You can't make chemistry happen. And like last night's rehearsal was just simply fabulous. I mean, okay, so we opened our season 3 weeks ago with Mahler's Ninth Symphony, you know, this huge monumental work, which nobody had played before on the stage. You know, it's like really pushing the edge of the envelope for this orchestra, you know, but they, as usual, just delivered like in spades. It was just a fabulous evening. And then we come back 3 weeks later to do a piece of music that all of us have played before, you know, and in a sense, it's comforting, but in a sense, there is a bit of an edge like, okay, you know, we can't just play this piece. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to really, you know, put ourselves into it. And it just, like, from the conductor's perspective, you just keep focusing on the score itself. Like, you don't bring in extraneous, you know, kinds of things that would make the interpretation this way or that way or whatever. Like, it's all there on the page that Beethoven wrote. And so trying to remain really true to it and to infuse it with as much energy and passion appropriately in different in each movement and in different spots. And you sort of massage that aspect of it, and it begins to blossom. Mm-hmm. It's just a real interesting process. So we spent 2.5 hours on last night on two movements of the symphony, which was, you know, a total of about 20 minutes of music. So we spent 2.5 hours on that, just like really getting into it. And, mm-hmm. you know, this piece of music that we all know, but everybody appreciates the time to be able to put that much detail work in on it. And then, you know, you work, you massage, you work, and then boom, wow. You
it's
know.
A lot like this show. That's right. How we massage.
It's
and
so
we,
similar.
We spent 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay, we may not have the results that you guys do.
Or yeah. The practice or any part of it.
I don't want to see you guys massaging each other.
Tell us about the performances.
Yeah, okay. So Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Also featuring a young Chinese pianist named Di Wu playing a Chopin piano concerto, which again, you know, just stunningly beautiful music and very powerful. And a concerto is a piece of music that features a soloist with the orchestra backing them up. So it's intended to be very virtuosic, which is mm-hmm. absolutely is. And this woman was a Van Cliburn competition winner. She's like, you know, just an amazing artist. I've been looking for several years to try to bring her here. So I'm really happy that she's coming.
And how do we get tickets and find out all the info on the entire season?
Well, we got a brand new website up. So visit our website at sdsymphony.org, or you can call the Pavilion box office.
Very good. And we will see you at the Pavilion. Thanks for coming in.
And my pleasure. Thanks.